But it never works, does it? The dusty car rumbles, she becomes a smaller dot. The tears come down with no surprise. Reach for a tissue in the pocket of your jeans. Not very brave, it seems. What else is there? A dollar bill? She's gone away, she's with you still. And you might go, yes, you might leave. Overland and overseas. But you always carry a dollar and a suitcase. A dollar and a suitcase. She left her home country, married a man who made her leave against her will. Five kids, one on the way, and two suitcases in 14 days at sea. I use one of those suitcases.
You just heard AV and the Inner City. Really interesting story about this group is that they started in the pandemic, all sort of just hanging out on a porch, social distancing and playing music together to, feel more better about what was going on in the world. And they ended up putting out a record, and now they've been on festivals and I've seen them. It's pretty fun stuff. And it is the brainchild of Anne Vreen. She and I were both signed to Aporia Records around the same time, and that's how we got to know each other. Next up, we've got Nikki Kennedy, Through the Night. It's a single from the South Auckland, New Zealand, based in Vancouver, artist. The quote from the artist was that Through the Night is a song about the kind of longing you do for anything. And it's someone you might be caring for in many cases, or a place that shaped you. Here it is.
Gotta find my way to you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Yes, everybody knows now. They call me Mr. Beautiful. Most every place I go now. But nobody seems to understand now when Mr. Man sings such a sad song. Ooh, when you lost everything. When you lost everything. Somebody acting so very blue. I cannot tell you about my thing. Ah, nothing will do. Yeah, Mr. Pitiful. Bitter, that's my name. They call me Mr. Pitiful. That's how I got my fame. But nobody seems to understand now what makes a man feel so blue. They call me Mr. Pitiful. Cause I love someone just like. Everything is going wrong. Everything I had just a baby. Oh, I gotta sing you a sad song. Oh, a sad song. Oh, yeah. I gotta get back to you one more time.
From the original motion picture soundtrack, that's The Commitments, Dublin, Ireland, and a powerful cover of a song that was originally made famous by Otis Redding, Mr. Pitiful. What a tune, what a band. And that movie, I haven't seen it in a long time, but it is fantastic. Might be time to go revisit that. We've got music from Madonna coming up, Like a Prayer. This is my favorite Madonna song. I used to love that music video when it came out in 1989. Dion Ferris is also on the show. This is from 1995, and this artist is from Plainfield, New Jersey. I'm going to spin her biggest hit. It's called I Know. It went number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Top 40 Mainstream, and it stayed there for 10 weeks. One of the greatest and most underrated artists of all time, who's finally getting his due, is also coming up. One of my faves, J.J. Cale. And Nowhere to Run from his 1971 release, Naturally, a record that could quite possibly be one of my desert island picks, hands down. And now for my pal, Logan Statz. We were on tour together. We had a great time over the winter, and I miss him. I miss hanging out on the road with Logan and the family. Here is a brand new single from him called Empty Hands. This is Logan Statz on The Jukebox.
Stoplights in this town. Ain't got no reason to slow down. Been spinning my wheels, it's time to shut it down. There ain't no stoplights in this town. I'm holding on, staying out of trouble, and Lord knows it won't last long. I'm holding on, staying out of trouble, and Lord knows it won't last. After 2 a.m. Shut
is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind, I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car, you were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin, don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant, don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF, 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. On extremely hot and humid summer days, babies and toddlers can be especially vulnerable to heat stress and dehydration. Their small, developing bodies heat up faster than adults and may struggle to stay cool. And they're also unable to speak up when they're feeling hot. So Harleen Marwa, a pediatrician at Mass General Brigham, suggests keeping a close eye on babies when it's hot.
Is the baby more fussy today? Are they not calming in the ways they normally do? Are they feeling clammy? Are they releasing a lot of sweat? Are they physically feeling warm despite removing layers and trying to move them into a different environment? Have their feeding patterns changed? All of those can be signs that a baby is getting tired and their body is really struggling to keep up with the temperature.
Parents and other caretakers should also make sure infants and toddlers stay hydrated and rest in cool, well-ventilated areas. And Marwa says never hesitate to call a doctor with any questions or concerns.
It can be really challenging and difficult to understand when something is an emergency. And so if you ever have a question about your baby, please do contact your pediatric health center.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.